Asgard is under attack by Thor and Loki's sibling, Hela. Thor is imprisoned on the other side of the universe, and the almighty Thor finds himself in a deadly gladiator contest that pits himself against the Hulk, his former ally and fellow Avenger. Welcome, Strongest Avenger. The Marvelous Podcast is brought to you by Honey, an app that automatically finds promo codes, coupons, and deals, and automatically applies the coupon codes at checkout with only one single click. Sign up now at www.joinhoney/themarvelouspodcast.com. That's www.joinhoney/themarvelouspodcast.com. Welcome to the Marvelous Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Webster, and this week we're taking the Bifrost into Asgard.
Now I know what you're thinking. How did this happen? Well, it's a long story.
Is dead.
Hi there. What have you brought today? Tell me.
A contender.
It's main event time. And now, I give you your incredible...
Yes! We know each other. He's a friend from work.
Oh, come on.
I've watched Marvel my whole life. My dad introduced the movies to me, the comics to me, and everything. When the first Thor movie came out, I'd watch it over and over and over again until Thor The Dark World came out in 2013. Then I wouldn't stop watching that one, and then I would watch Thor, and then Thor the Dark World, and then Thor again, and then Thor the Dark World again. And I could probably rehearse all three of the movies, Thor, Thor the Dark World, and Thor Ragnarok, word for word. I'm very obsessed with Marvel now. I have a bunch of Marvel stuff. I've drawn a bunch of Marvel characters. They're all over my wall. And after watching Thor the Dark World, I was very scared and not happy because I wanted to know whose ship it was, even though I already knew whose ship it was. And I also want to know if Loki took the Tesseract, which we find out the answer in Avengers Infinity War. I remember when my sister, when Civil War came out, she went with her friends to go watch Civil War in theaters without having a single clue what was going on, who everyone was. All she knew who Spider-Man was because she's obsessed, like really obsessed with Tom Holland. It's like a really unhealthy obsession over Tom Holland at this point. And I first introduced her to Spider-Man, and I totally regret it because she still obsessing over it. She's obsessing over Loki and Tom Hiddleston, who plays Loki. For Christmas, I got her a frame of just Loki. That's all I had to get her, and she was happy and content with the picture. I didn't even have to buy anything. All I did was print it out and got the picture frame from the dollar store. Like, it's incredible how obsessed she has gotten over these two characters in like a year. I just realized that I said after I watched Thor: The Dark World that I was scared about whose ship it was. I meant Thor Ragnarok, not Thor: The Dark World, because there was no ship in the cutscene for that. We are now going to talk about the best part of the journey in Thor Ragnarok. And the best part was when Thor and Loki finally meet their sister and realize she's this huge enemy towards them, that she's not, I guess, what they expected her to be. And they really find out how strong she really is. And that's when she breaks Mjolnir. It's an incredible scene. It's really, like, it hurts because their father, Odin, had just passed away, and now their own sister is their enemy, and she wants to basically take over Asgard from them, and she wants nothing to do with them, and I guess it's just not what anyone expected it to be. We thought it was going to just be, I don't know what we thought it was going to be, but yeah. Just not what we expected it to be.
It's not possible.
Darling, you have no idea what's possible.
The triple scene is when Loki is captured by Valkyrie after they fight each other because they want to see who is going to get Thor and the Hulk first. After she captures him, she gets Thor and Bruce Banner and brings them back to Loki. When Thor first sees Loki, he throws a can at him to make sure he is real and actually there. The Revengers is also created in this scene. Valkyrie, Bruce Banner, and Loki are part of the Revengers at this point. And it's like the most important scene in the movie, I guess. And it's just funny to rewatch and make memes out of.
Surprise!
Ow. Just had to be sure. Hello, Bruce.
So, last time I saw you, you were trying to kill everybody. Where are you at these days?
It varies from moment to moment.
Most rewatchable scene is when Thor and Loki are going to get the ship to go back to Asgard, and Thor wants to get help and Loki does not. That scene is just very funny because it's something that they did when they were younger, and it's just, I don't know, it's just something that you can just rewatch over and over again without getting tired of it because it's just that good.
Hey, let's do get help.
What?
Get help.
No.
Come on, you love it.
I hate it.
It's great. It works every time.
It's humiliating.
Do you have a better plan?
No.
We're doing it.
We are not doing get help.
Get help! Please! My brother's dying! Get help!
And last but not least, Thor and Loki's hug scene, where Thor says, if you were really here, I would hug you, and throws this object at Loki, and Loki catches it. When I was in the movie theater, a bunch of people started cheering that were really big fans of it, and I also cheered. I couldn't help myself because it was just a really heart-touching moment, I guess, because you never really see them getting along until this movie, really.
You know, maybe you're not so bad after all, brother.
Maybe not.
Thank you. If you were here, I might even give you a hug. I'm here.
Now for who won the movie. Our first nominee is Loki. For it or not, Loki is a huge fan favorite. They not only pay attention to him when he's on the screen and is the main person during that scene, but whether he's in the background or not. Fans love him, they say he's misunderstood, they defend him whenever they can.
I have been falling! For 30 minutes!
Our second nominee is Valkyrie. Valkyrie is another fan favorite, not only because she is an amazing female hero, but because Valkyrie is the first LGBTQ plus hero that was brought into the Marvel movies.
I'll listen to you till this is empty.
Asgard is in danger. If people are dying, we need to get back there. I need your help.
Finished. Bye.
And me personally, I think Loki won the movie because for me, every time he was on screen, I was only paying attention to him. Just, I love the character and I love how they chose Tom Hiddleston to play Loki. He's just a really good character. I might be biased because he is Thor's brother, I don't know, but he's just an amazing character. But if I were to ask people, it'd probably be Valkyrie. Like a mixture of Loki and Valkyrie, probably. But I really, really love Loki. The most heroic moment in Thor Ragnarok. In my opinion, it's after Thor and Hela's fight where he loses his eye and then attacks her and then her soldiers. This scene is just very action-filled. And he doesn't need his hammer anymore because his true strength doesn't come from the hammer. And it's just really great. Loki was also great in that scene. Basically, everyone fighting against Hela's soldiers was great. It was just...
Tell me, brother, what were you the god of again?
Thank you, honey, for sponsoring this episode of the Marvelous Podcast. And thank you, listeners, for listening. See you next time.